From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. Today in Baghdad, the United Nations released a new report about human rights in Iraq. The study acknowledges a decrease in violence in the last 6 months of 2007. It also cites a need for improvement in human rights if those security gains are to be sustained. The report comes from the UN Assistance Mission for Iraq. They call it UNAMI. NPR's Ann Garrels has a report.
The overall tone of today's UN report was one of encouraging progress rather than assigning blame. But underlying the diplomatic language, continued frustration with the Iraqi government. Stefan de Mistura is the special UN representative in Iraq, an organization known as UNAMI.
The opportunity doesn't last long. There's been some improvement on the economic situation. There has been some improvement even on the laws which came out. But this is not enough.
De Mistura says the Iraqi government needs to do more to help the 4.5 million displaced Iraqis split between Iraq and neighboring countries. Given growing Iraqi oil revenues, UN officials say money is not the issue. Organization is. And a big issue here continues to be the legal system, long delays processing cases, and the lack of adequate access to defense counsel.
The report indicates its own concern at the long delays in reviewing the detainees' cases, and the concern on credible allegations of torture.
Allegations the report calls grave. The U.S.-led coalition known as MNFI is also criticized, particularly because it does not allow the U.N. to visit its detention facilities.
The fact that the MNFI authorities are still not allowing, in spite of the request by UNAMI, to actually be in a position of visiting those facilities, like UNAMI is authorized to do with the Iraqi facilities.
Contradicting the American interpretation of international law, the UN says people held in U.S. custody are entitled to be informed of the reasons for their arrest and to be brought promptly before a judge. Both the U.S. and Iraqi authorities are particularly criticized for their poor handling of the growing population of juvenile detainees. Abuse of women is also highlighted, with the report pointing specifically to the city of Basra and Kurdistan, areas where the Iraqi authorities are now in nominal control.
One in the south, where there have been, frankly, more than 100 cases of women by the police, killed and mutilated in many cases. And in the north, we have been having reports, more than 300 cases of the so-called honor killings, where women have been punished through their life.
Honor killings refer to the murder of women by male family members because the women are believed to have brought shame on their family. The situation in Kurdistan is dealt with separately from the rest of Iraq because the Kurds control their own internal affairs, and the security situation there is dramatically better. Despite this, the report cites unacceptable imprisonment for indefinite periods, sometimes as long as 7 years, and then there are widespread reports of torture. The UN report did not provide any specific civilian casualty figures, because the UN says the Iraqi Health Ministry will not provide any data. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.